Good evening, everyone. I hope you put them babies to bed, because for the next 30 minutes, my goal is to relax your mind and body. Please take a moment to grab your drink or smoke of choice while we hear from our sponsors before we get started. Good evening, everyone. This is Shay. You are now listening to My Voice, My Vibe podcast. I highly appreciate everybody's patience. Apologies in advance for not dropping this episode out on Monday. I have so much stuff going on in my life right now, but that's neither here nor there. What's important is that I have, and you are listening to me this week. And I wanted to change it up a little bit. I didn't want to do a typical episode that I would normally do. So today I wanted to share a story with you guys, and it's kind of gross too. It actually happened to me when I was like in kindergarten, but having a conversation with a very special friend of mine the other day, he kind of made me think about it. And I couldn't even tell y'all what we was talking about. All I know is he said something that triggered a thought to fucking 5-year-old Shay in this one particular incident that happened in school. So enjoy. And if you guys feel like you want to put a story out there, you want me to read some of your horror stories or non-horror stories, please send that information to My Voice, My Vibe Twitter page. You can DM me and I will add the story to the next episode. If you want to be anonymous, make sure you also leave that information as well, or else I'll just say your Twitter name. So this story happened, like I said, when I was in kindergarten, and I was the classroom line leader, hall monitor kind of thing. And being in that kind of position, you were in charge to like lead the classroom to wherever you had to go, make sure that all the kids got to maybe art and music on time, and like any supplies that we needed, that you were the teacher, basically the teacher's helper. If anybody needed to go and be escorted to like the main office, you were the person to take them to the office as well. So this was a pretty big deal to be in this position, because one, you got out of class more often than anybody. And so you just got to be that bitch. I mean, damn, I'm the motherfucking hall monitor. Shit, I'm the goddamn, I'm basically the teacher. I run this shit. It's how I'm trying to get you guys to understand how top notch this fucking position in class was. So there was a girl. I'll say her name was Lucy. And on this particular day, this was like earlier in the week, because I remember after this incident happened, I didn't want to be hall monitor anymore. And I still had a couple of more days. So I remember coming in class and my teacher told me to go get the little hall monitor, little badge, because I think you got a badge and maybe something to put around your chest so people kind of knew who you were. I don't exactly remember what the damn thing was, but whatever we wore alerted people that we were the hall monitor for that week. So I get whatever I need to get, put it on, and we start class. Somewhere along in the daytime, one of the girl Lucy, who was a good friend of mine, we sat next to each other at our tables. And for some reason, I just remember her like messing with her ear, like digging in her ear. And like, I don't know why, it was just like why I was just staring at her, digging in her ear. Because it's like, you know, kindergartners, they always messing around with different orifices of their body. They dig in their ear, they dig in their nose and all kind of other stuff. But for some reason, I couldn't even stop like looking at her, digging her ear. And I was like semi-disgusted, like she just really digging in her ear. So another one of our friends kind of came over because she kind of noticed that Lucy was like uncontrollably digging in her ear, like all up in it. So I remember she came over And she was sitting at our table next to us, and she happened to turn to Lucy. And I remember her saying, "Ugh," really loud. So I was like, I hurry up and like stood up because I didn't know what happened. I didn't know if like she was going to throw up or I don't know. Again, this is kindergarten Shay. So I stood up from the table real fast. The teacher came over and was trying to see what was going on. And the girl said, "Lucy got a bug in her ear." So I remember like her screaming it out, and Lucy like hurry up and covered her ear, and she was like, "What?" So the teacher took Lucy to the side and was like looking at her ear and all this stuff. And she was like, she called the, I remember the teacher calling the nurse's office, and she said, "Well, I'll have Lachey escort her up to your office right now." At that point, I didn't want to have shit to do with this girl. I didn't want to have shit to do with her. I didn't want to escort her nowhere. I didn't even want to be the fucking hall monitor, line leader, escorter person, no more. So I remember the teacher asking me to take Lucy up to the nurse's office. So when we were walking out of the class, she was like, Lucy didn't really want to talk. She was just kind of like to herself. And remember, this is my nigga, like this is my girl, like my friend, like my really, really good kindergarten friend. So of course I'm like, let me see. And she really didn't want me to see. She had her hand covering her ear. And then finally, before we got to the nurse's office, she showed me, and it was a bug, like a dead bug lodged in the top of her ear. It was so fucking disgusting. And I was like, how do you not even feel that? How did you even wash your face this morning and not even get that out? It was like a not a cockroach, but it was just like a I can't even explain the fucking bug. I'm over here like I can't even like make words because this is a really this y'all can't tell right now. This was some tragic shit for me. Like this was some real toxic shit, and I'm telling you. So I remember like backing away from her and like walking super far ahead of her to the nurse's office. And then when she got there, the nurse had her sit down, and it's like, I don't know. I don't remember exactly what they did with the nurse, but I know I hauled ass back to the classroom. And then the teacher had me wash my hands really good. And then like we carried on throughout the day. But I remember after that day, I no longer wanted to be the hall monitor. I like did not want to do that shit no more. But I had to because it was like my week. But I could tell y'all since then, I have this like habit of like digging in my ear at the top of my ear where the bug was in her ear. I just feel like there's something in my ear and I need to get it out. And I do both of my ears. So one day my daughter asked me, "Why do I always dig in my ears?" And I told her this story and she was just totally fucking disgusted. So so I don't too often tell people that story. Shout out to Antoine for saying whatever trigger word you said to make me think of it. And I didn't, the thing is, whatever he said triggered the thought of this story. And I didn't even tell him what the fuck the story was. I just hurry up and wrote it down. I was like, I think I should tell the story to the Vibers on the next episode. So, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope that didn't trigger anything from your guys' past childhood. Maybe something that just recently happened that you were just trying to get out of your brain. But and like, oh, I can't even form words. I'm sitting here like not trying to imagine this whole situation, but like it is the grossest thing in the world. Make sure you are cleaning your ears. Cleaning your nose, cleaning your mouth, your face, just clean yourself daily. Like, don't even, don't, girls, especially girls, we can't go a day without cleaning our bodies. I mean, nobody really should go a day without cleaning themselves properly, but especially girls and then the younger generation of women coming up, as mothers, we definitely should be teaching our daughters about proper hygiene. And males, you all should be teaching your son about your kids, not even necessarily son or daughter, just your kids in general, teaching them about personal hygiene, things about their bodies. You just don't let your kids go outside with just shit on them. It's so disgusting. So this was going to be a short episode because I didn't want to take up too much of your time. I cannot promise that I will drop an episode next Monday, but I will do my damnedest to get an episode next week out. I got some pending news coming up, and because I have this like super big thing going on right now in my life, I have been extremely busy as hell, and I just want to apologize in advance if I don't get episodes out on Monday at 7 p.m. like I normally will, or whatever time zone you guys are in. It's 7 o'clock Central Standard Time in my area. But I will give you guys as much information when I get the final word of this. And I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not saying anything right now. But I'm telling you, when I get the final word, I promise I will let you guys know what is going on, because I don't want to lose my audience because I'm not being consistent. So thank you guys for dealing with me and dealing with my inconsistencies so far. Do not forget to follow me on My Voice, My Vibe on Twitter. And please message me if you have any short stories that you write, or if you are a poem writer, send that to me, DM. If you are a new podcaster or a existing podcaster and you want to work, let's work together. Let's try to see what we can do. Or if you just got like a story, like I just told tonight, something that truly happened in your life and you want to tell it to the world, you know, hit me up. We can do that. We can arrange something like that to go on. In the meantime, in between time, I hope you guys have a lovely week and stay out of trouble. All right. Peace.